from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, the wife of former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has been found guilty in her federal bribery trial. Prosecutors say Nadine Menendez was a partner in crime with her husband, a go-between, demanding and collecting bribery payments. Her husband was already found guilty on similar charges and will report to prison to serve an 11-year sentence in June, the same month Nadine Menendez will learn her fate. New Jersey lawmakers are grappling with a looming budget deficit. A new poll from Stockton University finds 43% of voters want to generate revenues to close that gap, and the most popular option to get there is by raising taxes on online sports betting.
And we did ask about gambling rates in this same poll, and we saw that among voters overall, online gambling rates are fairly low. So it kind of helps explain why voters are pretty okay with this one.
Head of research Alyssa Maurice says cutting spending was less popular among voters than raising taxes. The poll found 37% of voters supported cutting the number of government employees. On Tuesday, we'll take a look at how voters feel about housing affordability and utility rates. And students looking to work in the film and television industry have a valuable new resource expanding across the state's community colleges. New Jersey Film Academy Executive Director Diane Raver says local production companies are in need of trained crew.
Studios are popping up all around the state, not just in our neck of the woods, with Netflix expected to open a 300-acre studio complex, largest in the country.
Brookdale Community College in Monmouth County is the first to launch the academy. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And any weather surprises, the complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast Track.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The clouds will hang tough tonight, and it's going to be a mild night with a couple of showers. Temperatures nearly steady in the 50s. Partly to mostly sunny tomorrow with a much warmer afternoon. Highs between 75 and 80. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows close to 50. And a sunny to partly cloudy sky on Wednesday. It will be a very nice day. Highs between 70 and 75. And it stays pleasant and warm Thursday with some sunshine. Highs again in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
It is 53 in Hackensack, 55 New Brunswick, 59 Evesham. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance is small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.